Praise God. Again, I want to welcome all of you on the line tonight, everybody that's on this Dream Team line. We just thank God even for the opportunity that God has provided for us to bring a word of God, because the word of God is quick and it's powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. God knows what we need. See, the scripture says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We need the word of God. We need that, because without that, we can't make it. The Bible says heaven and earth, it shall pass away, but his word shall never, ever pass away. Praise God. And the word and the thought that I want to leave with us tonight is, it's a question. And the question is, what is your gift to Jesus? Or what gift will you bring to Jesus? Amen. And we look at this time of year, December the 25th. It's the date that's designated to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Really, it's Jesus' birthday, and it's time to celebrate him. It's not our birthday, but it's his birthday. He is, or should be, the center of our attraction, the center of our worship. Amen. And as we all know, Christmas is a time when we all celebrate by giving and exchanging gifts among each other. And actually, many of us give a gift, and certainly we expect to receive a gift of equal value, if not better. Oh, we got to tell the truth about this. Say amen to that. And we know that's right. And but, you know, some folks won't give a gift if they don't think you're going to give them a gift back. But, you know, God looks at the heart. And I remember my mom used to say, it's not how much it is, but it's what it means, your heart that you have given. Have you given it with a pure heart? Have you given it with a pleasant spirit? This is the best I can do, and receive this in the name of the Lord. We have to be happy. Praise God. We have to be happy. But it is the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And he certainly deserves our best gift. Our best gift. Keep that in mind. God deserves our best gift. Jesus Christ is actually God incarnated in the flesh. And he came as a newborn babe. He entered into the world as Savior of the world. See, God's only begotten Son has given to us the gift of eternal life. Hallelujah. He has given us the perfect gift, which he gave himself. He gave his life. He shed his blood. Hallelujah. That you and I may have a right to the tree of life. It's the ultimate. He gave the ultimate and priceless gift. Oh, God, hallelujah, and we thank God. We esteem him, hallelujah, because it is Christ, Christ in us. It's the hope of glory. He is the center of our attraction. But just to take your minds back, when Jesus the babe was born in a manger, and the wise men received a word about this, the three wise men from the east, they brought their very best gifts to Jesus. Why? Because they believed that Jesus was born as the King of the Jews. So they recognized Jesus' birth as nothing more than royalty, complete royalty. Why? Because he was sent from God, Emmanuel, with us. Hallelujah. Thank God. And not only Emmanuel was with them then, but he's with you and I right now. Hallelujah. I glorify the God just thinking about that. And just think, what did the wise men give to Jesus? They gave gold, which represents valuable currency. It represents valuable currency then, and gold is valuable currency right now. They gave frankincense, which was a valuable and very expensive perfume. Remember Mary Magdalene, she washed the feet of Jesus with that, and she poured that on his feet. She dried it with her hair, and she got ridiculed for that, but she recognized who he was, how precious he was to us. He is the King, hallelujah, and he deserves our very best, amen. Not only that, the wise men brought myrrh, which is a precious ointment. Often it was used in those days for the burial process. But in the natural, let me take your minds back in the natural. Consider kings and queens of our day and special high-ranking world leaders, presidents, and people of high esteem. They are given the very best of everything. That's a word I want to stick out in your minds tonight. The best, hallelujah, the best gift to Jesus. Now, if they're in the natural and they all receive the best quality of food that's served by men and women of renowned character, they have great notoriety. They are known for what they can do. And not only that, they are served by highly skilled craftsmen. And whether it's in the clothes and the tailoring and the laundering of their clothes, and everything has to fit them just to a T. And the carpenters that build things for them, and the business folks that take care certain things for these people. You know, how much more are we as instruments and ambassadors of Jesus Christ give the best, our very best gift to him? The question is tonight, what is your gift to Jesus? What will you give to Jesus tonight? Hallelujah. God gave his best, his only begotten son. Why? Because, see, God so loved us. You know this scripture. We just talked with each other tonight. See, God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. That doesn't matter who we are, whosoever you are, if you believe on him, he said, we will not perish, but we will have eternal life. My God, that is love. That is his very best that he gave to us, that we might be saved. Just think, while you and I, we were yet sinners, the scripture says, God, he loved us. Oh, my God. We don't know why he loved us, but he did. I remember that song Andre Crouch used to sing, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't even know why he cared, but I know that Jesus loves us. I'm so glad he did. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for our sins with his life and his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. And when he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders, he said to the Father, he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And see, the Father really does not or cannot look upon sin like that. For Jesus had taken on the sins of the world. Everyone that has ever lived and yet to be born, Jesus took on all of our sins upon him, that you and I may have life. Jesus says, I came that you might have life and that we may have life more abundantly. Isn't that awesome? What is your gift? What kind of gift are you going to give to Jesus? Hallelujah. It's his birthday. Hallelujah. See, what is the gift? Church, you and I, again, we're just talking tonight. What kind of gift? Can I help you a little bit, help us tonight to realize, well, what can we give him? We can't pay for what he has done for us, and we can't earn it, you know, because he's given us his grace and his tender loving kindness and his mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We didn't deserve it, but he gave it to us anyway. He made us justified as though we never even sinned. So what kind of gift can we offer to the King tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can give him our best praise, our very best praise. The scripture says in Psalms, it says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise God. We know that Even look, if you look outside and just pay attention sometimes and to the trees as their leaves are just blowing back and forth in the wind, the leaves are just praising God. They have a way. The wind is still lifting up the praises to God. The very breath that we breathe, God expects us to praise him. Hallelujah. And then he tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. My God, when we, you and I, enter on the church grounds, on the holy ground, we ought to have praise in our hearts. Why? Because God is just that good. If we just stop and think just how good God is, guess what? We would never be able to praise him enough. We would never be able to completely praise him. As the song said, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. But we don't need 1,000 tongues. If we can just praise him with the tongue that God has given us, if we praise him out of the abundance of our heart, if we praise God with the out of our heart and our innermost being, God will inhabit the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm excited about that. And I said, God, help me to praise you. I even ask him sometime during the day. I said, God, teach me how to pray. Teach me how to praise you. The praise that you deserve. Oh, my God, when you just begin to think on the goodness and the mercy of God and think where you were and look where you are right now, we don't have to think far, knowing that God is good. Every breath that we take, he deserves another praise. Hallelujah. Every step we're able to take, he deserves another praise. We're yet in the land of the living. We still have the opportunity to give God the very best praise that we have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then David said, he made a decision that I will bless the Lord at all times, even at sad times, even when times when things aren't quite going right, at times when I get bad news. Maybe I've been served a pink slip or a layoff notice. Maybe I didn't get such a good report from the doctor. But the Bible says in all things, give God praise. Not necessarily for all things, but in the midst of it, give him praise. And you and I have to make the decision, just like David made. He says, I will bless the Lord. This is a personal thing. You know, we don't have to worry about what somebody else is not doing. Just look at ourselves. It's going to take 24/7, 365 days a year to keep our own selves straight, to keep ourselves in the realm of praise. Why? Because God deserves our praise. Not any old praise, but the best praise that we have. Not with just somebody's listening or someone expects this praise for us or someone tells you, raise your hands and praise God. No. When you're in your secret closet, when you're standing at the kitchen sink and you're washing the dishes, if you're cleaning the floor, if you're cleaning the bathroom, if you're going shopping, I don't care what it is, when you think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, we got to praise him, and we got to say, hallelujah, thank God for blessing me. Thank God, because, see, God put the praise down on the inside, and God began to pray, lift us up. As we continue to praise God, we go higher and higher in him. There are higher heights, saints of God, and there are deeper depths in Christ. Hallelujah. Right now, if we measure where we are now and look where we were even a year ago, we should be in a higher place in God. Hallelujah. The song says, Lord, set my feet on higher ground. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. Do you feel this presence like I do? I'm going to tell you what. I don't know about you, but the presence of God, I am sitting in the presence of God. The presence of God God is surrounding me tonight. Hallelujah. While I bless him and his praise continually be in my mouth. Psalm 65 and 1. David said, praise, O God. It waited for you. It waited for you, God, in Zion. Praise. In other words, I got the praise waiting for you, the praise that belongs to you, and that nobody else can get the praises that I have for you. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. I want you to turn with me to Psalms, the 92nd division of Psalms. Psalms 92. Praise God. Now, I'm going to read the first through the fourth verse. We're talking about the praises of God. Psalms 92, 1 to 4. It reads like this. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Oh, my God, yes, to show or declare forth thy loving kindness in the morning, hallelujah, and thy faithfulness every night. We ought to be able to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. We ought to be able to declare and proclaim that the God's loving kindness is good in the morning, he's good in the noonday, and he's good late at night. Verse 3 says, even upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. Why? Because for thou, Lord, hallelujah, hast made me glad through thy work. And so I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Glory, glory, glory to God. We're talking about, what is your gift? Do you have the gift of praise? Hallelujah. Is that praise emanating from you? Glory to God. See, there's another way that we can give God gifts. I'm just touching on these for the time that we have allotted tonight. We can honor the Lord with our obedience to his word. Oh, yes, I'll say it again. We can give him the gift of our obedience every single day, not just on Christmas, at Christmas time, not just because this is the time designated for his birthday and worshiping him on his birthday, but we're talking about gifting God with being obedient to his word. Like, for example, in paying our tithes and giving an offering to him as unto the Lord. As he has blessed us, do we turn around and bless God back? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you cannot outgive God. No matter how hard you try, if you determine and you make up in your mind, says, Lord, I'm going to do what's right. As you said in accordance to your word, even in Malachi, you said to give you know, our tithes and our offering, pay our tithes as unto the Lord. And then see, won't he open the windows of heaven? See, you can't give and God not give back to you. You can't walk in obedience and not reap the benefits. So isn't it so much better to walk in obedience and be blessed than to walk in disobedience and be cursed? I'd rather walk in obedience. I'd rather wait until God decides to open those windows of heaven. Remember, it's not just one window, but he said windows of heaven. In turn, you and I get blessed. Hallelujah. I love that. Praise God. See, the scriptures tells us in Luke 6 and 38, it tells us about give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, praise the Lord, shall men give into your bosom. I just said, you cannot. There's no way you can outgive God. There's no way you can work in the kingdom of God and you sow goodness that goodness don't come back to you. And see, there's more than one way to give. It's not only in tithes and offerings, but give your love to someone. Give it away. Hallelujah. What good is it all bottled up? Let someone know you love him. The Bible tells us that we need to love indeed. not just work. Anybody can say, I love you, love you, love you. But what if you really need a helping hand? What if you need someone to give you a drink of water or some food or a clothes on your back? My God, you need more than someone say, oh, but I do love you, sister. I love you, brother. The Lord will make a way and send them on their merry way. No, no, no. The Bible says the same measure that you give is going to come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He said he will cause men to give unto your bosom. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then last but not least, but just for tonight now, because there's many, many ways to give. Time, effort, love, all of that. A listening ear. There's many ways to give. But one more, gift. We talk about what kind of gift. What gift are you giving to Jesus? Does he receive a gift from you every day? Does he receive your praise every day? My God, can he count on you to walk on in his word, in obedience of his word? Can he count on you, call on you to be, say, I need you to be my ambassador today. I need you to shine for me today. Hallelujah. What kind of gift are you gifting God with on today? His name is Jesus. But here's one. The gift of presenting our bodies. The Bible said to Christ, hallelujah, it says, I beg you, brethren, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, hallelujah, in line with his word. He said, and then I don't want you to be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. So give him your bodies. Present it to him. Present yourself as a gift. Hallelujah. Say, here am I, God. Use me. Send me. But the Bible says, holy living, holy and acceptable unto God. And he says, it's our reasonable. It's the least we could do. Praise God. We're talking about what is your gift to Jesus? Praise God. Last scripture that I want to read tonight, it is Psalms, the 29th chapter of Psalms, verses 1 and 2. Oh, hallelujah. I'm enjoying this myself. Praise God. It gives me something to think about, meditate on. What is my gift? Well, every day we wake up in the morning, God, what will you have me to do? What is my gift to you today? How can I please you today? How can I walk in obedience and praise you today? That's why we have to keep our minds stayed on him, as we would not hear from him if we don't stay in his word. Hallelujah. Oh, his word speaks to us. Just like right now, it says Psalms 29, 1 and 2, it says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give to him. Give unto the Lord the glory that's due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Isn't that awesome? Oh, my God. I praise God for the word that he has given us tonight. What is your gift to Jesus? What will you give him? What will you gift him with? Every day we can celebrate the love of Jesus. Amen. I pray that you've been blessed with that word tonight. And now I'm going to pray. I'll be praying for you all tonight. We pray for over our prayer list. We pray over those who've called and says, pray for me. Hallelujah. Church, we have to pray one for another. We cannot make it in this world by ourselves. The Bible says, comfort one another with these words, letting you know that you can make it. You can do all things through Christ that gives you the strength that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and he's given himself for us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bless you. We bless you, our Heavenly Father. Glory to God. We recognize, hallelujah, your sovereignty. We recognize that you are holy tonight. We recognize you as our Father, hallelujah, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, hallelujah, and receive mercy for the things that we need. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, Father. We bless you at all times. Your praises, God, will continually come through our mouths tonight. We glorify you. Everybody on this line, we say hallelujah to you. We glorify your name because you are worthy. You deserve the praise that's due your holy name. Glory to God, because we realize tonight, God, there's nothing we can do without you. And we're so blessed that we can call on your holy and righteous name, God. We know that there's power in your name, Father, and that's why we call on you, Jesus. We call on you with pure hearts tonight. We call on you, God, and with humble hearts, humble spirits, God, knowing, God, that if we ask anything according to your word, if we ask it and don't doubt, God, that you would give us what it is that we're in need of tonight. We thank you, Lord, because you are very present help tonight. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are help in the time of trouble. Father, our world is in trouble. People are in trouble tonight. There are people, Lord, who don't have food to eat. They don't have the sufficiency to feed their families. They don't even have a home to live in. Some are going to be evicted. Some are looking for their relief to come through. But God, we look to you. We're looking, as you have told us, to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help cometh from you, God. Help your people. You can send help, God. It don't even have to come through the government. But God, we look into you, God. You are over everything, God. You're God over the universe. You're God over this entire world. Hallelujah. When you speak, God, man, gonna have to move. What is man that you said that you should be mindful of us? What is man that you should even consider us? And Father, we know that you have the heart of the king in your hand, that you can twist and turn him any way you want to turn him, God. We know you're in control tonight. So God, we intercede on behalf of the people, God, that are hurting tonight, that don't have hope, that can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that don't know where help is coming from. Father, you are that very present help. Be that present help tonight. Be right there, God. God, you fill all space. Hallelujah. Nothing comes before you, God, that you already know about. God, we believe you, God. We pray. Every person, under the sound of my voice, speak, God. Speak to them. Speak to them right now. Speak to them, God. God's already spoken requests. Unspoken requests. God, meet the need. Meet the need. Meet the need right now, God. We pray for you right now, God. We pray, God, earnestly. I feel the burden tonight. I feel the heaviness tonight, God. Oh, my God, give your people vision for the future. Renew their strength. Help them to renew their minds in your word. Give them new revelation of your word. Open their understanding, God. Order their steps in your word. Oh, my God, I pray for the people on this line right now, Father. I pray, God, you know what each person is in need of. You know, oh, God, what they're going through tonight. Some people are in pain. Some people, God, need just a little more strength to make it, God. Oh, Father, I intercede. We intercede. We pray for them, Father, that you will work out every need, that you will fix every problem, God, that you will lighten the pain tonight, God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, God. We call it done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it done. We're healing, God, healing for the arthritis, healing for rheumatism, healing for cancer, God. We speak against the pain. We speak against the problem tonight. Pain, you got to go. Arthritis, you must go. Rheumatism, you got to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray, God. We curse seizures. We curse the viruses. We curse the COVID-19 virus. There are other viruses that may be all around us, God, but you're able to keep us. You're able to build a fence of protection around your people in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you. We praise you. We love you, God. We thank you, God. We intercede tonight. God, I feel the burden, God. Right now, Lord God, touch. Oh, God, lift up, God. Lift up, God. Encourage according to your word, Father God. You said that we don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, God. But you know, God, you know what people, you know the feeling, God. You know what they're going through, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God. We pray, God, for folks, Lord, that don't have homes tonight. They're out in the cold. Father, we intercede. Make us a blessing. It causes us to be a greater blessing than we even been in the past. Speak to our hearts that, God, that we will share the blessings, the things that you have blessed us with. And, God, help us to be even more thankful. Thankful for where you have brought us. Thankful for where we are right now. The joy of the Lord is truly our strength. And God, I ask that you just pour out your joy. Pour out your joy on the people tonight. Pour it out on all everyone that's on our prayer list, God. Healing, deliverance, God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, your grace is sufficient for every one of us tonight. We love you, Lord. We love you because you put your godly love on the inside. We love you, God. We say we love you, God. We love you with our whole heart, God. God, you're everything to us, God. We love you, God. We can praise you in the morning. We can praise you in the noonday. And we praise you late at night. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because you are the Savior. And God, we praise you, God, that we're able to give you the gift of praise, God, the gift of love, the gift of obedience. Help us, Lord. Help us, God, to strengthen us even the more in you. Encourage hearts tonight, Father. And we just bless you. We thank you, God. We honor your word tonight. We honor you tonight. Oh, my God, you are so worthy. God, we don't deserve all the blessings, God, that you have given us, but we thank you. We thank you, God. We give you praise and glory and honor. It belongs to you. Father, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our husbands. We thank you for our children, our wives. We thank you for our church family tonight, God. We thank you for our neighbors, God. Oh, God, we pray a special blessing even over our neighbors, God, that you would just keep them, Father. And, God, just help us our light to shine. We can give that shining light because you told us we are the lights of the world. We're the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. And, God, we just praise you. We praise you because you're good all the time. We thank you, Father, for this prayer, God, that we have prayed for everybody on this line, for every name on our prayer list. God, I didn't call all the names, but God, you know them. You know name by name. You know household by household, God. You know our children, Lord. You know all about everything, God. You know us. You know every hair that we have on our heads, God. You know our hearts. You know our thoughts before we even think of them. And Father, we just thank you. I praise you, and I give your name glory and honor and praise. And we ask all these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. And let everybody say amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Can someone say amen on this line tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. I feel the freedom. Do you feel the freedom of God wherever you are? I don't know if you're in your house. Are you in your car? Hallelujah. You could be in your bedroom. Could be in your kitchen. Wherever you are, give God your praise. Give him the best praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Yes. I feel the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
He deserves the glory. He deserves all the honor and the praise. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God for every one of you on this line. And I pray that you continue to be blessed. It's okay if I had to cough tonight. I drank some water, but that's okay. But the prayer still went up before God. God honors. And when we believe, the Bible says, when you pray, believe that you're going to receive, and we shall receive it. Don't you believe it tonight? I do. I believe the goodness of God. He's just that kind of God. He is so good. Hallelujah. So before I get off the line tonight, I just want to wish every one of you a very Merry Christmas, and just enjoy your family. Enjoy what God has given you. Enjoy the blessings of the Lord. And remember, the greatest gift of all is the gift of eternal life that Jesus has given us. And we can give God, we can give him the praise, all the glory, and all the honor belongs to him. So I'm going to say to you all, be blessed. Be blessed of the Lord. Continually to hold the testimony that you are blessed of the Lord and you are highly favored. In the midst of pain, sometimes a pain will strike your body. I have pain, but I still give God the praise. Every step I make in God, it increases our faith. And this is the trying of our faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when we come through, we will come through as pure gold. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So I praise God for every one of you. I say be blessed. Think about what is your best gift to God. I bless God for you. Continue to be blessed. Continue to look to the hills, which cometh your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. I say good night and have a very Merry Christmas. I love you. God bless.
God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.